Ladies and gentlemen, my name is Zach Price, and tonight we here at Podzilla 1985 bring to you the WWE pay-per-view payback recap show. At this time, I would like to introduce to you my client. He is the reigning, defending, podcast champion of the world, Hunter Hendricks. But instead, I got to introduce to you this sorry excuse of a host, Shannon Young.
How long did it take you to write that one?
5 minutes.
That just seemed
and at the end, and by the end of it, I wrote mic drop if I thought it was going to be epic, but apparently it's not.
Well, you didn't drop the mic, but you did almost deep throat it. You got so close to the mic that I thought you were about to get sexual with it.
You know, I love how you were trying to insult him, and he said he can insult you so much better. And you had to write that out just off the top, right?
Well, no, hold on. Let's not all bash Zach on this. Zach, it was a good intro. I appreciate you. I appreciate the effort. But
I'm furious right now.
You get a participation trophy.
Because he no-sold you?
What's getting this motherfucker right here across the fucking... Why the fuck you got a problem with the goddamn pay-per-view tonight, by the way?
Let me,
Let's back it up.
Okay.
Let's bring it back to your host, Zach. Zach, go ahead.
I'm the fucking host tonight. All right, motherfuckers. All right. So tonight we had the show. It was a pretty decent show, I thought.
You gonna introduce everybody?
No. Fuck y'all.
Okay. All right, take it
to my left. To my left.
Go ahead and do the introductions.
To my left, we have Tanner Calvert.
Yeah.
Howdy ho.
And then we have Asa Gray.
That's me.
And of course, Shannon Young.
Oh, Jordan Lowry, cock blocked once again by life. All right, I'm taking my show back. Thank you once again, everyone, for listening to Podzilla 1985. We are live, Podzilla After Dark.
Literally
in the dark here at the Gaming Ground Studio on rainy Broadway in Cape Girardeau. Payback just wrapped up. We're here to talk about what we thought. We didn't make any notes. We didn't rate any matches. For the most part, we didn't fucking care. But the show turned out to be pretty good.
Yeah,
right. I disagree. I enjoyed the majority of it.
I gave the show an A+.
Jordan thought it was the worst pay-per-view since November to Remember. Or
December to December.
There you go, yeah.
Jordan, Halloween Havoc.
Why did you hate the pay-per-view?
I didn't hate it.
You just said you did.
You literally
you said you hated the show.
I said it could have been a lot better.
It was fantastic.
Everything could have been a lot better.
Let's start off with the very first match, which was on the pre-show, to let people know how things could have been better. R-Truth beat Stardust.
I didn't see the
clean.
Match.
Yeah.
Yeah, from the beginning, it could have been better.
Which when you turned on your feed for the network, as like I honestly thought it was just like a recap from Main Event. Because I didn't know that it was an unadvertised match.
Yeah.
And so.
Well, if that's what's going to draw you into ordering the pay-per-view.
There were two unadvertised matches, I think, tonight.
The
Ascension and Meta Powers. I thought we were talking about pre-show. Cause those two were on the pre-show. The Ascension match wasn't on the regular card, was it?
No.
I don't think okay. so.
Well, R-Truth beat Stardust. Not really much to say on that one.
Other than why
was that match even on the show? And why did Stardust lose? Because they're going to turn him back into Cody Rhodes pretty soon. I think we're all in agreement on that, aren't we?
No, I don't want it.
Oh, I didn't say, do you want it?
It's going to happen. I said, is it going to happen?
Because after the match, King was saying, like, it looks like Stardust is questioning his choices. Like, but he clearly was not showing any of that. Like, I don't even know if he was on camera.
I like the Stardust character, but it doesn't, I mean, I like it because it's really... I like how he does it. I like his character, but nothing about it seems like cool to me. I'd be bored with it.
Let me frame what the average wrestling fan probably thinks of Stardust. When we were here getting ready for the show, there were two young men in here who were just, you know, hanging out at the store, looking around at stuff, and Stardust was on the screen with R-Truth, and they walked by, and they looked at the screen, and then they looked at each other, and the look they gave each other when they saw Stardust, kind of telling of what most people probably think of that character. It's kind of like Goldust. Everybody just kind of goes, what the fuck is that?
Yeah. Do you think he needs Goldust to make his character, to make Stardust even?
No.
No, Stardust is great on his own. I just think if you don't push him, if you don't have the machine behind you, you don't have much of a shelf life.
True.
It's the same with Bray Wyatt. Like, if there's not a story to tell, then you're just a really odd character.
He just
with
has
no
a lot
direction.
Of promos.
Yeah.
It really does nothing for me either.
Bray Wyatt?
Yeah, it's boring now.
I agree with that. Although his match with Ryback was pretty good, but we'll get into that. Not much to say about R-Truth and Stardust other than it happened. It was over. We'll see you in a couple weeks, Cody Rhodes. Put him with Eden Styles and instant faces. Because they want to cheer Cody as it is, and they'll definitely cheer him if Eden's with him. Yeah. Although she is black.
Wow.
So, no, hey, well, hold on.
We cheer Naomi, and she's
and
black.
She's a heel.
New Day or heels.
Is there a face black character?
Booker
R-Truth.
T.
Well, Booker T.
Let me think of one real quick. Go ahead.
Well, I think we've named off all the black people on the show, except Darren Young and Titus O'Neil. But they weren't on the show, so. Second match. And this, you know what? This is the match that pissed me off the most. In fact, this match may have zoned me out for the rest, for half of the show, because I got, quite I was scared. Upset. Was it scary?
It was scary for
it's
me.
Yeah.
I had a sip really? Side you. I was getting really scared.
Apparently, when Shannon stops making jokes, when I stop juking in a jab for the white people, they get a little worried.
No, it's your facial expression you have. And then I was like, hey, you want some pizza?
Hmm.
Hey, Shannon. That was a red flag right there.
Shannon, is that game fun?
Hmm. Why do I sound like Billy Bob Thornton from Sling Blade? Hey, Shannon, you want some pizza? I reckon.
You want some French fried taters?
Mm.
With mustard.
I felt like you were a K-man. I didn't know the language yet.
So I was Rusev.
Yes.
Yeah. You want pizza? No, no, no,
no. No Eagles.
All right. The second match, the Ascension defeated the... Oh, they are actually called the Meta Powers. Is that where you got that from? Wikipedia.
I was on Wikipedia.
Yeah,
is
Wikipedia's calling them the Meta Powers instead of the Micro Powers.
I think we should go
Which was coined by Hunter Hendricks, Double H himself. So I'm going to go with Micro Powers.
Yeah, he's
Once
the
again,
champion.
Internet can suck my balls.
Why would you want them to suck your balls?
Connor can suck the left one, and Victor can suck the right one.
That's a lot of mouths. I mean, it'd be an interesting experience. A
lot of mouths to feed. Anyway.
It's not even that late.
It's not. So Connor and Victor, the Ascension beat the whatever you want to call them. What sense does that make? Let's take Damian Sandow, and let's fuck him as hard as possible. This is Monica Bellucci in irreversible style fucking. They're raping them in the ass. Until he wants to quit is what it is. And goddamn, it's pissing me off. Is it pissing anybody else off that they won't push Sandow, even though this is Zack Ryder 2.0 right here. You're witnessing it every week. Zack Ryder 2.0. Let's take a popular character and let's fuck him over until no one cares anymore. Does anyone disagree with that?
Not at all.
Yeah.
I can't tell because we're in the dark and I can't see anybody's faces, but everybody can see mine because the goddamn computer screen's lighting me up like a fucking Christmas tree.
You are the light that leads the way, Shannon.
We'll follow the light, and it will lead you back home. We'll talk about that in a second.
I thought the one funny thing about the Ascension match is I got the update from Bleacher Report or WWE on the app, and they said the Ascension beat two legends tonight.
Well, it's Bleacher Report, so they might actually think that it was Hulk Hogan.
They might actually, yeah. I thought that was the funniest part of the match to me when I got that update on it.
That just makes me so angry. No one went in this thinking that the Ascension was going to win because the Ascension has been jobbed out. Constantly for the past couple of weeks.
They've done nothing.
Wins and losses don't matter, though.
Wins and losses don't matter in the WWE, Jordan. That's
right.
But
I feel like they should if it's the first match as a team, if they're going to continue to tear Axel and Sandow.
At least they gave Neville one victory before they jobbed him out four times in a row. You know?
They didn't really do that. And he won tonight.
God damn it, don't spoil it.
Oh, God.
We build up to these things.
You asshole.
The match itself, I don't even remember. Like, I remember we were playing Call of Duty, me and my friend Matt. We were playing Call of Duty. I looked over, and the Meta Powers were winning. I looked back and died on my game. I looked back. Match is over.
Yeah,
Ascension won.
Oh, Shannon, look. Because right before it started, you started playing Call of Duty because like, well, there's no way Ascension wins this.
Hey, I thought it was a safe bet that the Micro Powers, the Meta Powers, whatever you want to call them, thought it was a safe bet they were going to win. But in true WWE fashion, Vince McMahon once again proves that logic has no place on the WWE Network for $9.99 a month.
Actually free
for fucking ever. It's play to win now.
For new subscribers.
Wasn't it free in April?
The show is going to pause at some point.
Free in April, free in May, and now I like to add, there are two free pay-per-views this month.
Three? Because there's NXT is Wednesday.
At some point, while we're watching the pay-per-view, it's going to pause, and it's going to say, do you want Cena to win? $9.99. You know? They're going to start charging for it. Like, you can tie that into our Konami discussion earlier on Pen and Nerd. I was on Pen and Nerd this morning, which I don't think has been uploaded yet.
I almost said something mean, but I'm not going to.
Spoiler.
No, don't say anything mean about it. We love the guys over at Pen and Nerd.
Yeah, we do. We love y'all.
Shout out.
So,
I love you over there, Jesse.
Pen and Nerd's a great, great show if you guys haven't listened to it. I listen to it all the time, and I can't wait to plug it every time I can on my own show.
Did you think of CJ?
I'm thinking of CJ. Is he still here?
Yeah.
Yes, he is.
Oh, shit. Well,
I thought you were going to call him out for a second.
All right, so let's talk about the bullshit. Where do you take the micro powers, meta powers from here? Asa?
I mean, if we're being completely honest, both of those guys I think have a lot of potential. I love that. I'm not a huge fan of Macho Mandow in general. He looks the part, definitely, especially like his entrance tonight.
Oh, yeah, they were spot on.
But I don't think his impersonation of him is that great. And I don't see that being anything more than like a Los Matadores comedy tag team.
But do you think they'll keep him in that role, or do you think they're finally going to give Sandow something to do, man?
I mean,
the dude's floundering.
It would be great if they turned it into something to do, but otherwise, yeah, I don't. if this continues, I don't think it's going to be anything substantial until he... I think this might end up leading to him going back heel as someone like, this, okay, I've been doing this for you people for this long. Like, I had to pretend to be someone who's dead for you to cheer me. And then, but...
We're talking about The Miz or Randy Savage?
Who knows anymore.
Oh, okay.
Zach, what about Axl Rose?
I was just thinking...
Axlemania. What happens to him now?
Oh, I was thinking, wouldn't it be funny if, like, Vince decides, let's just redo the entire Macho Man, Hulk Hogan feud. Both them guys. Let's just redo.
No championship.
Yeah. Just redo the, like, the every
maybe deck. For the internet championship, and Zack Ryder could be Miss Liz.
Yeah. Like, yeah. Basically.
Miss Liz!
And, like, basically, they redo, like, the matches, like, to the T, like, even with the same moves. I just thought it'd be funny. I really don't. I'm over it right now.
Well, I think Vince McMahon's still stuck in that era, so why not?
He's still rewatching the DVD. He's like, oh, this is a good idea. Yeah. Let's do this.
Hey, do we still hate the Iraqis? I think so. Get me an Iraqi out there. Make him a villain.
Give him a camel clutch.
Give him a camel clutch. We'll call it the Hussein Obama. In another match that no one cared about, Sheamus defeated Dolph Ziggler. We all thought that was going to happen, except Zach, who went out on the limit on the Payback Preview podcast and said that he thought Dolph Ziggler was going to win.
Yes.
But he didn't win.
He didn't win.
No.
But
did he look good in loss? He bled like a motherfucker.
Yeah, I think he took that from that headbutt.
I think it was the headbutt.
Yeah, definitely.
Now, how many stitches did we all say that he got?
I said six. Zach
the rule
said
was
seven.
For every stitch that Zach is wrong, Tanner gets to slap him.
All right, motherfucker, you get three because he got 10.
Oh, did he really get 10?
He
got 10. I just got the update on it.
Oh, Tanner.
I'm not cashing
Tanner,
in right
yeah,
now.
Lay your
so
hand down.
So that motherfucker already gets three goddamn slaps. This is a fucking bullshit. You're the worst fucking slap commissioner ever. Fuck
I
you.
I fucking love this bet, man.
You fucking suck my
I also
dick.
Want to say
why
fuck.
Did you elect me?
Motherfucker, he nominated you and I didn't say anything.
Yes, you
else?
Did. I asked you
get
about
that
it.
Finger
you said
out of my
you
face.
Did.
Did he put his finger in your face? I can't tell.
Motherfucker, I
just like the fucking.
Because the whole
are you winking at me?
The whole goddamn point of the fucking slap was over the fucking hockey game. Not over fucking stitches. You guys threw me in there the last fucking second. This is bullshit.
All right, I vow to mute that entire part, and we're going to replace Zach's commentary with wah, wah, wah. Wah, wah. I can't tell if Zach's mad.
Motherfucker, I am. I am mad. I love it. I don't want to get slapped seven fucking times.
Wait, time out. He is actively admitting that he thinks the Blackhawks are going to get
no,
slapped.
No, motherfucker, I'm just saying it's possible I get slapped seven times.
Hey, did you know that Asa doesn't believe in aliens?
Oh, my God. No.
please let's not do this.
That's
not do this.
Special guest on Tanner Thursday.
Okay, no, let me go back. Let me go back one more time.
Oh, God.
If that's what's going to be implemented, he gets
no,
slapped.
No, it's not implemented. It's
okay,
a joke.
Well, I'm just making sure because I don't want to get slapped. This is my
just
face.
Like that Dolph Ziggler-Sheamus match.
Just like
match,
that Dolph Ziggler-Sheamus match. Same thing applies to these guys. Where do they go from here? They're
up.
I mean, do they keep fighting each other? They got to move on, right? This is the break off match.
That seemed like it was going to be the feud ender, but I think
I don't see it.
I think they could both be in the IC chamber match.
I agree.
I think they would definitely be in the IC chamber match. In fact, you got what? There's six people in that match, right?
We have four. I know four of them.
So four of them right now: Sheamus, Ziggler, Neville,
King Barrett.
And King Barrett. So who's your other two?
R-Truth
and Stardust, probably.
Yeah.
More than likely.
I don't like those choices.
Well, you gotta have someone in there.
Depending
to lose,
on what Dean Ambrose does, like he could be in it.
What if they put the micro powers in there and Randy Savage gets it? Macho Sat or
Sandat Macho
Sat. Yeah,
Sandat. Yeah. Let's take a guy that's lost every match.
That's my limit match
in the past
wins
2 years.
Wins and losses don't matter.
I'm going out of my limit. That's what
I'm
going
say,
for.
Shannon.
That's
that,
my
that
win.
Doesn't matter.
Well, Sheamus beat Ziggler. Sheamus will go on to.
It wasn't a bad match.
New.
It was just. It was kind of.
It was just kind of there.
It just felt kind of pointless.
Yeah, it was just kind of there.
But
Ziggler
it was very
did get,
good.
I don't know if you guys noticed, but Ziggler did get his revenge for...
Oh, yeah, he rubbed his ass.
He rubbed his ass on Sheamus when he was in the corner.
Yeah,
and
that's
that,
true.
And
that's
thus
true.
Began the trend of everybody grabbing a bottle of water out of the crowd.
Yeah, what the fuck was
that? Happened
like
four fucking times tonight.
I'm more surprised that they didn't go over to the announce table and grab a bottle of Mountain Dew. And then let the opponent drink it, and that wakes them up because it's so invigorating and refreshing.
Gives them a kickstart.
Yeah.
but then it slowly burns a hole in the corner of the ring.
moving on to the, I think, best match of the night.
Agreed.
New Day versus Tyson Kidd and Cesaro.
Fantastic.
Now, first off, I want to call out Penta Nerd's Jesse Kimble for saying that Natalya is the ugliest woman he's ever seen. Is he still here?
That
yeah,
was a direct, that was a direct quote, I believe.
That was a direct quote. He said.
No, he called her a butterface.
He said she looks like a horse's ass.
She looks like a man, and she's a butterface.
Okay, maybe he didn't go that far.
Oh, he did.
He went.
He did say butterface.
He did say butterface. Yeah.
Yeah.
to which my response was, as always is, when people say, I don't find that woman attractive, is, you know, how many supermodels do you fuck a week? Or,
yeah, so. Motherfucker.
I hope that got caught on the microphone.
Well, I have the good mic pointing in his direction, so.
Is this the invasion angle? Pendenhurst is just going to take over?
Wait, so we couldn't start a feud with them over Zach calling him out every week, but one comment about Natalya.
Well, I gave up
then
on
the
that
crowd
feud.
Gets rowdy.
Three of them are here.
It was a great match. Great spots. Like, this was so much fun to watch. Cesaro and Kid together is amazing. They're a beauty to watch. And then the black guys are also really good.
Wow. Can you just say the New Day was really good?
Oh, yeah, the New Day.
This match was racist to begin with, so
it had a racist finish.
Oh, my God. But it was a good finish.
It was a great finish. I thought it was fantastic.
I almost said it made sense, but then I think that would make me racist.
No one said anything when the Bellas did it every week.
But they're twins.
I think you need to explain what happened now.
Now you're saying all black people look alike, and that's when the racism starts.
I think you need to explain it.
Okay, so what happened is, at the end of the match, it was 2 out of 3 falls, I think. Kid and Cesaro won the first one, New Day won the second one, and at the end of the third fall, Kofi Kingston goes out of the ring, Xavier Woods gets in, rolls up, I think, was it Kid or Cesaro?
Cesaro.
Rolls up Cesaro, ref counts 1, 2, 3, they didn't notice that Kofi and Xavier Woods switched.
Even though the ref was looking right at him.
Yeah, and we had said,
I didn't see that. I saw the ref looking away as he came in.
But one of the good things that they did though is Xavier Woods took off the jacket, which is the only difference in his attire.
Right. They have the same hair and everything.
I think, yeah.
No. Yeah, their hair is very similar.
Their hair is similar, but it's not the same. He takes off the jacket. Kofi ducks down immediately underneath, like right below the apron, so he's not seen outside the ring. And then Xavier Woods immediately rolls out, puts the jacket right back on. As if he was just never in there. So they did it smartly.
It was clever.
Yeah. I thought it was a very good finish.
It worked out very well. It was a good finish. I kind of wish that they would let some heel either win strong, win like they're an actual heel, win like you're a strong heel. Was there a single heel match in the show where the heel won strong? Except for maybe Naomi and Tamina.
Would you call Bray Wyatt a heel right now?
They want him to be a heel, yeah. But he's not.
But I think it was a good heel win.
It was a good heel win, but all their heels are the same.
Yeah,
they're
but all their heels
shits.
Have to do the. They can't just win because they're good.
True.
And we'll get to that, especially in the main event.
Although the Ascension won clean.
Yeah,
I mean,
they're not
clean,
really heel.
Tag team clean because they just one shoved the other off the top rope.
Yeah, but the Ascension
doesn't really count.
Yeah, they're gonna. How soon do you see them getting anywhere near the tag titles?
2 months.
2 months?
Well, I mean, it's a heel team that is champions, so. Maybe,
oh,
I mean,
we're making a gentleman's bet here. Two months.
They might get thrown into the. How do you think they're going to do the tag team, or we're talking about the
tag team
elimination chamber?
I don't know.
Three peas in a pot, I think.
I wonder if they're really going to have, like.
But do they have 6 teams?
But wait a minute.
Is it going to be like.
Let's go over this real quick. The Ascension. The Meta Powers will probably come back for that match, too, just because they need them.
The New Day.
New Day, Kid Cesaro, Lucha Dragons. And then we need another team.
Primetime players, Los Matadores.
Primetime players, probably. And they're interchangeable at this point.
So all three of them are going to be in one pot, I assume?
I don't know.
Here's my question. If one person from the team gets pinned, is the whole team eliminated? Ours is just that one. And then let's say if Xavier Woods is the person who ends up getting the final pinfall, does that take a title off Kofi or Big E?
I think the three won't be involved. Yeah,
I think they're
going to
integrate a three-man tag team.
But to me, it almost makes more sense, instead of having each team in a pod, you start with just like Tyson Kidd and Big E, and then in a pod are Kofi, Cesaro, and then
Xavier.
The two Ascension people.
Okay, that makes more sense.
In the other two pods. So it's still 6 men, but it's 3 tag teams.
So you don't think they're going to go for 6 teams?
I think that's a lot of people to fit in the pod at once.
Especially with Big E, or
in the chamber in general.
Do you think they could do this? Maybe they could do one of those old classic WWE fucking weird things where you have 6 people, you have 2 people in the ring, you have 2 other teams in the pods, and then each person, or the last 2 people in the ring, become the new tag champions. So you could end up with.
I would not like that.
I wouldn't either, but do you think they might try that?
Like Xavier Woods
and Big E and Cesaro are suddenly champions.
Yeah.
Or something like that.
I think that would be a cool idea, but I think this is the strongest their tag division's been in a really long time.
Since the Usos. Since the Hardys.
Since the Hardys. I don't think it's.
Suck a dick.
Such salt in the air.
He gets salty.
Salty.
I'm
going to
start calling him Saltine. Cracker. Anyway, so
you can't see me right now, can you?
No,
so
I can
literally bitch slap you, and you wouldn't even see it coming.
No, you couldn't. And if even if you managed to get it through, the show would end because I would take the laptop and smash it over. I saw you coming a mile away, boy. You come out swinging like a mummy. That's a Muhammad Ali quote. The next match, Bray Wyatt beat Ryback. John Cena. Are we going to talk about it?
Okay. The match was good. Apparently, broke his rib.
Yeah. Who read that? Was that you, Jordan? That read that? Jordan, tell us the update on Ryback during that match.
So credit.
And speak directly into the mic when you do it.
credit 411 Mania on this, but who all I guess credits PW Insider. But after the match, apparently Ryback has a broken rib. All I know is that that's all I know.
And Asa, you said, wouldn't it be funny? Wouldn't it be funny if Ryback got injured by Bray Wyatt?
I mean,
are you smiling? I think I see your teeth.
I know I am because okay. I did make that joke. But I also prefaced it by saying it's never really funny when someone actually gets hurt. But
then it's freaking hilarious.
But the expectation is Ryback's in a match with a fan favorite.
They're gonna get hurt.
What's he gonna injure on them? But then it's topsy turvy turning around on us.
Tanner. You and I, we're both big into the supernatural.
Yeah.
We can say that pretty easily. Do you like Bray Wyatt? Do you like that character, that creepy, almost horror-esque character, Jesse, of Bray Wyatt? Or do you find it silly?
Even as a horror fan. I don't like Bray Wyatt. I don't.
You don't like him as a wrestler? You don't like his character?
His character. So you're not a wrestler, even.
What about Ryback?
The
sigh tells you everything.
I don't.
I like Ryback because his muscles are real big. And I think that's the same reason Vince McMahon likes him. I don't want to see him get injured because I actually do find him funny. I didn't mean to say funny. Entertaining. I think Ryback's a decent wrestler. He did that sweet sort of frog splash off the top rope.
All he did was jump. All he did was fucking jump.
Yeah, but see how high he was?
Did you see how big he is?
Motherfucker, he's tall. All he has to do is.
I don't care how tall you are.
All he did was literally jump out. Splash. I could do that in a fucking pool.
Kane's fucking tall. You don't see him jumping that high.
Motherfucker, he used to go up there to do the fucking clothes off the top rope. Yes, he did.
Zach, would you do a frog splash off the top rope?
Yeah, I mean, it's not that hard. He didn't do a frog splash. He did a fucking body splash.
He did a frog splash.
That's because he couldn't.
Watch the replay.
Motherfucker, I did watch the replay. He couldn't do it.
Can I just chime in here?
Yes, Jordan, please chime in here.
Remember how you guys had that slap bet?
Uh-huh.
This says 12 stitches now, so if we can just add more slaps
Don't get him started on slap bet
again.
Because then we got to have another 5-minute rant of motherfuckers and diss dicks and the classic Zach Price, new neighbors.
Fucking awesome, isn't it, people?
Fucking Christ. Anyway.
I think it's what made you zone out from everything earlier.
I was so terrified.
You're trying to block it out
of
your head.
Going home and you're just in the front yard sitting on a porch drinking lemonade like, hey!
Hey, neighbor!
God damn it. Bray Wyatt. Bray.
I love the show.
Bray Rabbit defeats Ryback.
But it was all in all, it was a good match.
Yeah,
it was an entertaining match.
It was an entertaining match, but at first I was more interested in watching Ethan play Super Smash.
Than I think I was still playing Call of Duty at that point, wasn't
you were.
I?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Where do you take Bray Wyatt from here?
Up.
Hopefully. Who does he feud with next?
Anywhere. Anywhere, just
anywhere but
give him
Ryback.
Some sort of direction other than I'm gonna be spooky scary to some random on the roster.
We all expected Harper and Rowan to come back and help Wyatt win. They didn't come back. He won on his own.
But he did give a little message on a shirt.
The shirt, that is a telling thing. Zach, do you remember? I said it earlier. Say it again.
It said, "If you follow the light,
it will lead you back home."
Yes,
sounds like a direct message.
Oh,
Rowan and Harper.
Yeah.
Could we see them in the tag team title match?
I would love to.
That could be a surprise entrance. Yeah.
Did they ever win the tag team titles? They did, didn't they?
No, never.
They
did. They were going to introduce the 3-man tag team championship. Was a big rumor, but they never won a title.
Yeah, I don't see, because they beat the Usos a couple times in non-title matches, but I don't think they ever actually won the championships.
Oh, well, we'll see what happens at Elimination Chamber, which is 2 weeks away.
And then 2 weeks after that, we got Money in the Bank.
Oh, God.
Fucking crazy, right?
Speaking of Money in the Bank, here's the Money in the Bank. John Cena beat Rusev for the 7th time now, isn't it? In the dumbest, alright, I was mad about the meta powers.
Third pay-per-view in a row.
Fucking livid about the finish to John Cena versus Rusev.
And I disagree with you.
Thank you. No. Okay. See. Okay. This is.
Hey, so you go off on this.
You
want to
explain? Happened?
Yeah. Explain what happened.
The finish is, well, earlier in the match, Rusev locks in the accolade on John Cena. John Cena is passed out. He is not answering the referee when the referee asks if he wants to quit, mm-hmm. because he is physically unable to say the words because he is unconscious. Rusev goes to ringside and grabs our new favorite accessory, a water bottle.
Number two.
Dumps it a little bit on him. Cena acts like he just got hit with the defibrillator.
Defibrillator?
Isn't that what it's called?
Defibrillator.
Defibrillator. Defibrillator.
That sounds like a finishing move. The defibrillator.
The defibrillator. Rusev's new power move.
Maybe they can use it on Damian Sandow to bring his career back.
It's too far gone.
What about Zack Ryder?
He's dead in the water, man.
They don't want to use that.
You're gonna have to bring Papa Shango back to bring that motherfucking corpse back. He said, "Go ahead."
But before he wakes him up, he celebrates like he won the match.
Yeah, that made no sense to me.
Because John Cena clearly is unable to compete. But the referee's like, he never said the words "I quit," so match is still on, I guess. Don't destroy him while he's passed out.
I don't want to interrupt you, but I feel the need to ask. Wasn't that the exact same finish to Stone Cold versus Bret Hart at WrestleMania?
Yes. Yep.
Yes.
Bret Hart passes out, or no? Stone Cold passes out
in the sharpshooter.
They award the match to Bret Hart.
Yep.
That's what should have happened.
But not
tonight.
This time.
But not only do they not just award it to Rusev, then Cena, of course, puts him in the attitude or in the STF. He's using the top rope as leverage, I guess. And then Lana comes out. Rusev starts screaming something in Russian. No one really understands what he's saying. I think he might have gotten
possessed.
Or
Bulgarian, more likely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Lana comes out and says, he quits. And then the ref ends the match. So Rusev never said the words, "I quit."
Right. And I think, Zach, you said, I think it was Zach that said, so it doesn't count when he passes out, but it counts when someone else says he quits for him.
I think one of them two, I think Jordan or Asa may have said that. I didn't say that, but I said, okay, I think they could have ended it with John Cena passing out. That would have been a great ending. But I also see the ending of Lana saying it for him, because I don't see either one of these guys literally saying it.
No,
but JBL's like she was translating for
Rusev,
which I've called bullshit on that. But
oh, it's definitely bullshit.
That's the only way.
Yeah, this is just their excuse to push the Lana face thing again, because you're gonna have Rusev turn on Lana eventually. Like, he's just gonna turn on her.
I think and they were right. Out. Yeah. Yeah, like he kicked her out of the.
But she'll be back. They're gonna do that thing. I think like they did with their. It's not the same, but they're almost redoing the Sable Mark Mero thing.
Yeah.
Where Mero hates that Sable was getting the cheers, so he would make her cover up more. He would make her sit in a corner. He would do whatever it was.
He did that tonight to her, made her sit in a corner.
Made her sit down, yeah. So they're going to do that. And then the question is, who is Lana going to end up with? Because that's where this is going.
Zack Ryder.
God damn. Quit teasing me. You're teasing my cock.
What if that actually happens?
I think
that would be a detriment. That would be the worst thing that could happen to Lana's career, actually.
I don't think the turn happens until Lana slaps Rusev in the face. In the middle of the ring. It's going
to
happen.
But what happens to her then? Do they marry? I have this fear.
I think she goes away for a month, and then she comes back and interferes. I think that whoever Rusev's next feud is, whether it's for the Intercontinental Championship or just some other feud, I think she goes away for a month, if that long, and then comes out and costs him a match and sides with just whoever he happens to be.
She's going
to
be the next Miss Elizabeth to the micropowers.
I'm worried that they're going to do something like Democracy Kicks In. And she'll come out one day.
Just in a red, white, like dressed as Uncle Sam.
Just in the sluttiest, like red, white, and blue costume. She's got like denim shorts on, like tiny denim shorts. She's like, I love America now.
She just becomes Nadia.
She becomes Daisy Duke.
Yeah. It's party time. Did you say
you're afraid of that happening?
I'm afraid of that happening.
No, I think he's looking forward to that.
Hey, if I want to see it, I'll look online. She's got plenty of naked pictures on there. But the character of Lana and Rusev is too good to break up. They're fucking it up.
Yeah.
They're fucking it up.
I was really hoping that it...
Not like, the WWE.
No, not God.
I was really hoping that my prediction was going to happen, but it didn't.
What was your prediction again?
That Rusev was going to threaten to attack Lana.
Oh, that would have been...
And then Cena says, "I quit," to save her, and then she's just like, "You stupid American."
That would have made sense. That'd be cool. Yeah. Or if they would have just had Cena pass out and award the... Because if Cena passes out...
He doesn't say, "I quit."
He doesn't say, "I
quit."
And
then he can stand by his whole, "I never quit."
Yeah, he stays strong. Let Cena lose once in a while. Fuck's sake, Vince McMahon, just die. Anyway.
Wow.
Sorry.
Hype bomb.
I'm sorry, Vince McMahon.
Another apology.
If it weren't for him, you wouldn't have Hulk Hogan right now, man.
Hey, no.
You know it's true.
It's the Hulkamaniacs that made Hulkamaniacs.
Yeah, brother. Moving on to...
You sound like you had a hard time
the Divas match
that.
After that,
yeah,
wasn't it?
I don't know. I'm still mad about Rusev and Cena.
Yeah,
just leaves a bad taste in my mouth.
But like, that was your problem with it, with the finish, right? Like, it's the same as mine, where... Oh, he didn't say I quit, so he doesn't lose.
It just doesn't make any sense.
But I'm pretty
sure. He didn't say I quit. Okay, well, Rusev didn't fucking say I quit. If you're going to, I can understand if you don't have logic in the WWE from week to week or month to month.
But within
a span of
5 minutes,
yeah. Jesus Christ, we don't have, our attention span's not that bad, you know? But then they made up for it by parading Nikki Bella out in her little ass.
But moving on, so the next match was Cena versus Rusev, which really made us mad.
Wait, what?
My attention span is
I got
short.
It. I got there it. Go. But I wanted
Zach was looking at me like, he didn't.
Yeah, I'm like, you're a fucking idiot.
I think I came around. I zoned out for a while. I came out of my zone during the Naomi Tamina Bella Twins match. I went over and grabbed a slice of pizza. In the time it took me to get off the couch, go to the bathroom, get a slice of pizza, the match was over. And I didn't get to see Nikki Bella do anything. I mean, I'm a Nikki Bella fan. I know Asa, you're not a big fan of her, but I'm a fan of her. I want to see her do things. They lost to Naomi and Tamina because it wasn't a title match, just to have Nikki Bella beat both of them probably in the next couple of weeks.
Wasn't the Barrett match
that was after
that? Okay.
Yeah, no, Barrett Neville was the co-main event, which was awesome,
right,
by the way. Not much to say about Naomi and Tamina. They won. It was kind of there. No real story. No real playoff. But it's the Divas. You kind of expect that at this point.
Right.
They gave Divas a chance.
Give Divas a chance.
Yeah. Let's move on to, and I feel bad about it because I don't want it to make it seem like women's wrestling isn't important, because it is. If they wrote it right, like they do in NXT, or to a lesser extent, TNA,
right.
Yeah. I'd be all for it.
Well, if they gave us more than 4 minutes of TV time to cover it, we could talk more about it.
No interviews, but, no segments, just,
right.
Yeah, that.
Just, hey, remember when Tamina came back and sided with Naomi? Well, here they are.
Naomi, shake your ass. Shake your ass! Damn it! Tell him he's handsome.
I can never tell. Is your voice, your Nate and Vince McMahon voice like the same one?
Because to me, Nate and Vince McMahon are the same person.
Great. That makes me happy.
Nate McMahon. I'm a Natheist. I changed my religion today. We should start a Facebook site called Natheism.
No, because it'll take, well, it would probably make us $1 million.
We should do this.
Okay. All right. Someone look up the legal ramifications of starting a religion with someone else's name. While we do that, let's talk about the co-main event. Adrian
can't
Neville.
Prove it's that Nathan we're talking about.
What?
You can't prove that it's that Nathan that we're talking about.
Yeah, there's lots of Nates out there that love My Little Pony and talk like, I don't think Muslims have the right to use the bathroom with whites. You know?
What's the next match?
Oh, God.
So that dead air that you just heard.
I gotta get that soundboard ready so I can do the plane crashing noise. No! Wait, I didn't mean it like that!
I meant plane going down!
Time out!
Oh, God!
We can do it. We can do it.
Jet fuel is not hot enough to melt steel.
Oh, Jesus.
We can do it.
What'd you say, Asa?
I said jet fuel is not hot enough to melt steel.
Oh,
this show's getting dark real fast.
Witches.
I think you go to the next match now, buddy.
Who wrestled Neville and Barrett?
No, not Barrett. His name isn't Barrett.
I'm sorry, King Barrett.
Thank you.
King Barrett.
Filthy commoner.
You fucking peasant.
It's too dark. You can't see your hand.
Sorry, I didn't see your hand there. All right,
we just say high five now.
High five, Tanner.
High five, Tanner.
No, because we like to get that clap in the
mic. I love getting the clap.
It's not even that late.
The fucker is late for me.
It's dark enough. Neville and King Barrett, this is like their fourth match in a month, right?
But yeah. They've all been great. Care.
This one was no less great. The big story out of this one, I think Neville hurt himself.
Did you see those
two spots where he hit his knees, man? Oh man, that's what knee pads are for.
I think he's just. I don't care how much. Just ice him up. He'll be fine. Till we find him.
Get him a Z-pad.
Fingers crossed. Like that's what I'm hoping for. Clearly,
I think he just bruised him. He just needs ice. I'm sure he's felt that before.
Yeah.
I don't ever remember him seeing him take the red arrow
that hard.
Yeah.
But it was awesome.
It was awesome. I mean, it's an awesome move.
Which, and to go with the story of the match, was great because Barrett got himself counted out intentionally he's going to not, we're not going to get to see the red arrow tonight. And then he tried to cheap shot Neville.
Well, he did for a little while.
Yeah, what a great twist for Barrett. He'll outsmart him by giving him the win, but then he's going to sneak attack him just to get beat up.
Right. That.
And they broke his scepter, like Kaylee said.
It broke on Raw and SmackDown this week.
I think, good thing he bought a six pack.
Yeah, you know? Maybe a 12-pack of them bitches.
They were on sale at Walmart
for
$9.99 in bulk order.
What do you say, Tanner?
I'm trying to think of the word. I think it's
bullshit.
This dick.
Yeah.
That's two words.
Why can't you go a show without saying it?
Say
it's
what?
His catchphrase.
I'm not saying it.
We're gonna print out this dick t-shirts. Bumper stickers.
I got it. The t-shirt's gonna have a picture of Zach with his mouth open and words coming out of it, but the words are shaped like a dick, and it says this dick going in his mouth.
But then his face.
The head is pointing towards the mouth.
But then how about
write that down.
His face has just like a giant handprint that just says Tanner.
Motherfuckers! Motherfuckers! You ain't gonna get one goddamn fucking slap of me, you son of a bitch. Stop fucking talking about this.
Aren't you already down 1-0?
Yeah, well, nothing, but there's still more games to go. It's a fucking series.
Well, there's more games to go for Neville and Barrett.
Matches.
Because
probably
matches.
At Elimination Chamber.
Elimination Chamber with the IC match. Neville won, decent match. Let's go on to the main event.
It was better than decent.
Good match.
The Shield versus Randy Orton.
The Shield. All right.
For about
so
6 seconds.
Seth Rollins, Roman Reigns, Dean Ambrose, Randy Orton, Fatal 4-Way match for the title. Kane gets fired if Rollins fails to win. Now, two things with this match, the big things for me. The positive side first. Let's do the positive first. There was a moment when,
oh
my God, I squeed. Asa, I think, had to clean himself up a little bit.
A little bit.
They're on the outside of the ring. Who instigated it? Was it Reigns or Rollins?
Rollins kind of.
He pointed over at the table. Orton, he's like, powerbomb.
Orton was down, and it looked like Reigns and Ambrose were about to double team him. So it seemed like, to me, it was his way of just diverting attention for, like, saving his own ass.
But my God, was it incredible.
Oh, it was great.
The Shield reunited for about 2 minutes, and they gave him the Cerebrus powerbomb. Is it Cerebrus?
Cerebus.
I think it's Cerebro. It's the Cerebro powerbomb from X-Men.
I think it's just triple powerbomb.
Well, they went nuts. Like, did you see their reaction? Like, Reigns flexing up. I mean,
They did the whole Shield gimmick.
Yeah.
Yeah, he did the...
And we were excited.
Oh, so like, excited.
It makes you, I want them to get back together so
I can't
bad.
Wait for like the Raw reunion show in like 5 years where that music hits and they come down together.
I think it's only 2000. They said they were working in 2016, but my favorite part of that whole segment with the Shield was Dean Ambrose's fucking laugh.
Oh, yeah. Okay. So God. after they put Orton through the table with the triple power bomb and the Shield's reunited and they're all like celebrating together.
Well, Ambrose and Reigns are celebrating together and then Rollins kind of throws his arms around both of them in the middle.
And Reigns just has this big smile on his face because Ambrose has this goofy-ass laugh going, and then he stops.
And just immediate deadpan.
Yeah, and then they beat the crap out of
Rollins trying to get the fist pump going.
Even though you knew they were going to hit him for a second, didn't you want to believe that they were going to touch fists again?
Yeah, I did.
And then the other great part about that, not as great as that, but is it okay back there? I think someone's dying back there. Everybody okay?
CJ's giving it a thumbs up.
Okay, very good. Pin and Nerd's in the background today, by the way. They're not on the show. They're just in the background.
Invasion angle.
Isn't it just two fists of Pin and Nerd?
No, there's three.
Yeah, Ethan's
here.
From Pin and Nerd.
Oh, three fists of Pin and Nerd.
So Reigns and Ambrose look at each other, and Reigns is like, well, nothing left to do. And they get in the ring, and they start brawling.
I like how they
that
did
like
it.
That was a gentleman's
that
agreement.
That was great.
Yeah.
They didn't just attack each other from behind.
Right.
Like, you gotta do it, motherfucker.
Of course, Reigns kind of beat the crap out of him.
I think it was pretty even.
Ambrose only got one hit in.
No.
They did the whole booyah thing for a little bit.
Oh, that's
then...
true.
The
yeah,
clothesline.
But Ambrose never hit his finisher. But Reigns hit both the spear and
I thought he hit his finisher.
He went to do it, and then Kane got him.
He hit it on Rollins, but yeah. He didn't get a finisher on, Reigns, but Reigns got like he ended up getting the Superman punch, which he dodged the first time.
Right.
And he hit him with the spear. And then that's when Rollins came in.
It was still fun. But it was fun
to
see.
It was very good to
see.
Yeah.
And it was a good match. Now here's the part where I get angry. The thing I didn't like about this match.
Wait. Can I take a guess?
Go ahead, Jordan.
Oh, wait. I'll say it together. Everybody together.
Wait, I'll tell you what. What are you getting ready to mention?
I'll give you a hint.
The thing that he hated.
I'll let you all say it. It's a one person's name. And on the count of three, I want everyone who thinks they know what the answer is to say it. All right. 1, 2, 3.
Kane.
Jerry Lawler.
Dick.
God damn. God damn. How do you do five people on Pin and Nerd? You have better cast?
Who's the bad cast over here?
I don't know. Dick.
Dick's Ahoy over here. So yeah, Kane, after building it up for weeks that he's going to turn and we're going to get the old Kane back and he's going to be awesome, he just falls in line again for like the third pay-per-view.
I think it's still going to happen.
Stop teasing us, WWE.
They're going to go the next 4 weeks. They had two more pay-per-views to go. Call it a slow burn, but because it's so many pay-per-views, but really it's just really quick.
Yeah, what they could have spread out over the course of months, they can now do in 6 weeks because that's three pay-per-views in the bag right there.
We probably won't see Kane turn to like WrestleMania 32.
I don't think we'll see Kane turn.
Really?
I think at this point, he's going to stay authority bitch.
I think he's going to turn.
I think he's going to get kind of scapegoated on... I don't know if it'll happen as soon as you think it'll happen, but I think if Rollins loses the title fairly soon, which I don't think he will, I think he's in it for a while.
I do too. At least till SummerSlam when Lesnar comes back.
Yeah.
You know.
But I think Kane's gonna get scapegoated out on that. Like they're gonna blame him for Rollins losing somehow.
Well, Rollins used the pedigree to finish off Orton.
Which I loved.
Bullshit. But it wasn't a very good pedigree.
It wasn't a very good pedigree.
I don't think he's tall enough to do it.
It wasn't, it didn't, it wasn't great. Yeah. Just the idea that Seth Rollins is using daddy's finisher to.
Right, yeah. Looking for daddy's approval. Yeah. Yeah. Like, they've done a great job with Rollins with his character. I don't like the character.
It's so good.
But they've done a good job with it.
I love the character. I think it's good.
I do too.
Yeah, but I still prefer Lesnar's strong style. But if they keep the title on Rollins until Lesnar comes back and they give Lesnar a chance, or Rollins a chance against Lesnar, it'll be great. It'll be a great story.
Well, they already did. That triple threat that it was Rollins, Cena, and Lesnar, he did not seem out of place for 1 second in that match.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but that was a triple threat match.
That's true.
I'm talking about you one-on-one. If they can find a way to have Rollins counter Lesnar, like he did when they when he tried to German him and he landed on his feet, if they can do that, the match will be off the charts. I don't want Lesnar to give him the John Cena treatment where he just pounds him into the dirt.
Well, I don't think they would do that because Cena's a character that can recover from that with no problem.
Right.
But Rollins is not established enough to be able to just get decimated like that.
Well, that's what WWE doesn't understand, is that you have to build up characters before you can demolish them. Look at the Meta Powers, the New Day. Until recently, they finally seem like they're getting a little bit of a push. But are they going to lose the tag titles again, soon? I don't know. Where do you go with these guys? This is my question of the night. With the four of them. More than likely, you're going to have Seth Rollins continue his feud with Randy Orton or Roman Reigns.
I'm sick of that.
Oh, I am too, Orton. But since when does the WWE not shove things down your throat?
You know? I wouldn't be surprised if Ambrose was in the IC match.
What about tag match? Ambrose and Reigns as tag champs.
I think Ambrose wants
think he'll take the IC title?
I think he'll take Money in the Bank, actually.
Oh, yeah. Well, fuck, there we go. Yeah, let's put it out there. So we've got Payback was tonight.
In two weeks,
you have Elimination Chamber.
And then 2 weeks after that is
Money in the Bank. Mm-hmm. A lot can happen in those three pay-per-views over the course of 6 weeks.
A lot can happen.
I don't think they're going to have a world title match at Elimination Chamber, though. I think
either.
The IC title is going to be the main event.
Yeah, me too.
I think the whole reason they made it a pay-per-view.
Yeah, I think
It went from a house show to being a pay-per-view.
Well, you know why they did that, right?
No.
Why they did it. We explained it on the Hunter explained it on the last podcast we did. Most of the arenas they go to now the big boards, they can't do the Elimination Chamber anymore. This just happens to be an arena that they can do it, so they thought, well, we can do it, let's do it, let's put it on the network, we'll draw people in, we'll maybe get some people to stay after the initial free month, or free, 4 months at this point?
Well, to be fair, though, the reason that they're doing it is it's because it's free for new subscribers. It's not just like, oh, I'm canceling my subscription, but I still get it.
Yeah.
But because it's been, I think they're getting a lot of money from people who do the free month, and then forget to unsubscribe.
Like you.
I did that. Yeah, that's exactly what I did.
Off topic. I got an email today from Charter. Now, I'm already a member of the Charter family. And they sent me an email saying, bundle your TV and your internet together for $79.99 for a year. I pay $60 for internet alone. So $70, not a bad deal for that. Then I look in the fine print and it says, does not apply to people who are already members of Charter.
Why the fuck did you send me the email?
In the email, it said, as a member of Charter, here is stuff we can offer you. And then at the bottom it says, but if you're already subscribed, you can't get it. You have to have no subscription for the past 30 days. Why the fuck did you send me that email, Charter?
Yeah.
You're the motherfucker of the week, Charter.
You want me rant?
Yeah, rant.
I can't do it on key.
We'll save it. You're the motherfucker until Wrestling Unscripted.
Do you want me to rant? Yes. I was really hoping you'd shut me down.
I just assumed you were going to say no.
Now, can I say one thing that would... It's not really
part. Is it about Charter?
No.
Yeah, go ahead.
It's not really about Payback, but they announced that the next podcast, they have Stone Cold back, and Paul Heyman's going to be on it.
Yeah, and I think they thought the ratings for the Jericho one was good. Wait till this one blows the motherfucking roof off.
Right.
Yeah.
I don't think it will.
You don't think it is? Oh, come on.
He's been on his podcast like two times. He's also been on Chris Jericho's podcast twice.
But you're not,
I've already seen it.
But you're not talking to that audience. You're talking to the network audience now.
True, but I've already...
It's a different audience.
But he's going to be the same thing you've already heard in the other four podcasts.
See, and I don't think it will be, because the ones that I heard on his Stone Cold podcast were talking a lot of ECW days, a lot of WCW days, a lot of travel stuff. I think this is going to be a lot of
plus
Austin
the Heyman DVD. Okay, I don't care. Paul Heyman can sell you dirt and you feel like you got a good deal.
He could sell ketchup popsicles to a nun in white gloves.
That's fine.
I could listen to Paul Heyman cut the exact same promo, do the exact same interview every day.
We do.
Every,
Say something stupid.
Yeah, pretty much.
Waka waka.
he's in. They're both super interesting guys.
I hate that, especially.
And so just them in a room together talking.
I would rather listen to that.
It can't be not entertaining.
I'd rather listen to that than Jericho and Cena swapping stories about how awesome Cena is. You know, that's my thoughts on it. But yeah. Let's wrap this up. Let's wrap up the pay per view. Want to get everybody's thoughts? We'll go around the table here. Just on the pay per view as a whole, Zach. Let's start with you. What'd you think?
Great show.
Great show. My favorite match.
Remember how we talked on the other podcast? We said we weren't excited about this show.
Yeah.
I love the show.
That seems to be the trend, doesn't it? We always say, oh, we don't want to watch the show. And then the show's good.
And when you go in with low expectations and then anything like above average happens, it just seems that much better. Yeah.
Welcome to my life.
I give that show 100% though.
You give it 100%?
100%.
Holy shit. Fantastic. So that gets the Zach Price seal of approval.
Yes.
All right. Tanner.
I don't give it 100%.
What do you give it? What do you think?
I'm 80.
Still a B.
Yeah, probably give it 80.
It's a B.
Yeah.
That's passing.
I'm gonna average this out.
But
Jesus Christ.
Like my favorite match was the main event until the end. Just because I hated that fucking pedigree.
Yeah, that was a pretty bad pedigree. Asa, what about you?
I think it's supposed to be
it was a solid B plus.
Give me a number.
4.
85.
No,
85.
On the grade.
89. I was gonna say 89's a B plus.
God damn it, I gotta fucking start over.
But no, I my favorite match was the tag triple threat.
Absolutely.
Simply because during the entrance Tyson Kidd gave Cesaro the NWO Outsiders point, and Cesaro returned it with a Hadouken.
Plus Natalie's outfit.
Who?
Natalia.
The butterhead, apparently.
Who?
The butterhead?
Butterface.
God damn, I can't fucking get it right.
What the fuck does butterhead mean?
Another misquote.
Them limits, man. You're going out on
but
all
no,
time.
Yeah, the tag match was great, the 2 out of 3 falls, and I actually really enjoyed. I was pleasantly surprised by the Ryback and Bray Wyatt match, too.
Me too. Actually, I don't think there was a bad match on the card.
No.
Agreed.
Which is unusual, except maybe the Divas match, but I can't say because
I didn't
see it.
It was too short. It was just too short for it to really make an impression.
Jordan, what about you?
I thought it was average.
Average? So you didn't hate it as much as you did before we started the show?
Right.
So a 70?
70? He wants a grade.
I want a grade.
Yeah. Grade me!
What about you?
I thought it was a good show. It was disappointing in the build-up, but good in the execution. The matches were solid. The overall direction was great. It kind of feels like a really good episode of Raw, but a really good episode of Raw is really good, so I'll take it. Yeah. I would give it a 89. I'll say 89, too. I think me and Ace are right on the board with it. So, Zach, how does that average out?
86.
So a B+. Yeah, B+ show. And that's what it feels like. We'll see you again in 2 weeks for Judgment Day, Extreme Judgment, Elimination Rules. What is it called?
Elimination Chamber.
Elimination Chamber.
There's so much fucking shit coming up.
Sorry. I can't keep track of the pay-per-views anymore. Yeah. So we'll be back for that preview show. We'll be on this week with the Hall of Fame show with Hunter. Mm-hmm. That'll be exciting. And then me and Lindsay are going to talk about some Sailor Moon here in a couple days. So.
What do you mean, finally?
Yeah, we're going to finally do the Sailor Moon show. Wrestling, then Sailor Moon, and then Ghosts, and then wrestling. And
then wrestling again because it's the pay-per-view week.
This is a weird show we do here. This is a strange show. But I want to thank my guests here tonight, Zach, Tanner,
thank you.
Asa, Jordan, Jesse, Ethan, Kaylee, CJ, Lindsay, and Matt who left. Everyone for being here, for having fun. Hope you guys enjoyed the show. Hope you enjoyed the pay-per-view. And we will see you on the next one. Gentlemen, say goodnight.
Goodnight.
Night.
Goodnight.
Goodnight.